Blog Talk Radio.
June is Jobs for Youth Month at Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio. We are asking Chicago's Black Business Network members, the Blog Talk Radio family, and our listening audience to extend a helping hand in making Jobs for Youth a successful venture at CBBN. Our mission is to gather and distribute as much information as possible relating to jobs and programs for youth between the ages of 16 and 25. Please post any information and updates you have on jobs and programs for youth on our site page, and we will move it forward. Let's leave no stone unturned in getting this information out to our youth and their families. And then, let's pass it on and on and on. This is your host, Sonya Perdue, and you're listening to Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, we will introduce our worldwide audience to one of our members and their product or service. Open the door to opportunity. Enter. Hundreds of members are waiting. At Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago. Join us today and touch the world. The opening music is Once Upon a Child of God, composed and presented by CBBN member Boise Green Pianist. We will begin our show after we listen to this beautiful piece. Thank you. Beautiful opening piece by pianist Boise Queen. He is available for your special events and can be reached on our website. This is your host, Sonia Perdue, for Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio. We currently have more than 400 members in our organization, and this evening our guest will be Crystal Fashad, owner of Weddings by Naida. This show and our future shows will be scheduled for 1 hour. We hope that you will join us each Monday evening at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. To request that we open your mic so that you may speak to our guests or if you have a question, simply press 1 and we will bring you on the air. We will state the last 4 digits of your telephone number and say, caller, you are on the air, and you will know that your mic is live. Before we speak to Crystal of Weddings by Naida, we want to make just a few announcements. First, we posted a Jobs for Youth group on our website. We ask that you add any job listings or information on job training programs to this section. We also ask that if you are connected or know someone who is connected and involved in a job training program or hiring program, that you have them contact me immediately. We would like to invite them to be a guest on the show and get that information out to as many people as possible. You can send me an email on this site or CBN site, and we will respond immediately. Next, we've posted a position in that group. Chef White from Pennsylvania, who was a guest on our second show, has 25 positions available in the Chicagoland area. Now, that's the power of networking. Before the second show, I posted an ad for our show on Craigslist. Chef White called me and was on the show the same evening. He hired a sales manager for the Chicago area and a recruiter from Chicago's Black Business Network. And now there are jobs created in our area. I'm saying all of this to our listening audience and our members again, and I'll repeat it over and over. You cannot just post a link on a site and expect a miracle. You got to come out and meet the people. Talk to the people. Let them get to know you. I planted flowers in the garden this spring, and now I'm watching those flowers grow. If I had not planted the seeds, I would only be watching dirt. That is exactly how life works. Plant some seeds. This is your host, Sonia Perdue, for Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio. The chat room is open. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. I'm going to take a minute and read the job description that hopefully you will pass this information on. Then we will relax and have a visit from Crystal, the owner of Weddings by Naida. This is the job description. Chef Exclusive LLC, currently on the East Coast, is launching its premier product for restaurants in the Chicagoland area, and we want you to be part of our dynamic team. If you're not afraid to knock on doors, highly organized, love to network extensively on a laptop computer, and can close sales and write contracts, then you should immediately email your resume to mzzsonia, MissSonia@hotmail.com. You may also send a private email on this site, and I will send you the job description. This is a 100% commissioned sales position. We prefer those who are currently in outside sales, who wish to work part-time and utilize this product as an additional portfolio item that they can present to their current database. 2 years of outside sales experience to restaurants and retailers is preferred, but we are willing to train those with a strong sales background in other areas. Substantial income to be made with this product, also residual income. Be the first, not the last, to be part of this product launching. Get started immediately and get a paycheck next week. He's launched his product already on the East Coast. He's going to launch it in Chicago, and then it's going to go nationwide. Email your resume to Miss Sonia, MZZSonia at hotmail.com. Please send your resume in Microsoft Word format with a photo, and we will contact you within 48 hours. This is Sonia Perdue, Chicago's Black Business Network, and we are so glad that you joined us this evening. Our guest this evening is Crystal Fashad, and she's going to correct all my enunciations. Crystal is the owner of Weddings by Naida. Weddings by Naida is a family-owned company. They've coordinated weddings for over 10 years. We will find out what it takes to become an event planner, licensing skills, licensing the skills and the right touch to make each event special. We will also find out what services and skills are utilized by event planners and how to get your services in front of the planner for the enhancement of their events and your events. Let's check and see if Crystal is on the line. 3160, you're on the air. Who's on the air?
Crystal, how are you?
Hi, Crystal. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm just great. Welcome to the show. We hope that you're well. And what I'm going to do first is give you a few minutes to tell us about your services and your company.
Okay, wonderful. Well, the name of my company is Weddings by Naida, and I want to correct you with my last name. It's Fashel.
Okay, that's fine. Fashel.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No
Go ahead.
No problem. The company has been established for 6 years. The 10 years experience comes from my mom. It was a mother and daughter business. My mom has recently retired from the business, so now it continues on with me and my family. I have two other sisters. She was doing weddings and different events, volunteering for family and friends. And how I decided to start with it is I had the pleasure of planning my wedding several years ago, and it was hard. I was working full-time, 12-hour days, and was willing to give up. But after I seen the fruits of my labor on that day, I decided that I wanted to do it as a business, and I asked my mother to partner with me, and that's how Weddings by Naida was created. As far as what we offer, we do full-service wedding and event planning. No wedding or event is too small or too big. We'll do everything full service as far as from start to finish would be as far as going with the bride or groom for their fittings, to pick out their tux, to pick out their wedding dress, things like of that nature, all the way to the day of. Or we can do same day service, which is you are able to plan your own wedding, but you need someone there that day to orchestrate and make sure everything runs smoothly. And that's where we'll fit in. We'll show up at the rehearsal and the day of.
Okay, it sounds great. Sounds like a lot of work, too. It takes a lot of experience to cover it the right way. And we're going to talk about that, the type of experience needed to really make it a great event. I want to start up from the beginning. A lot of people don't really know what event planners do, and you told us a little bit about it. When a person is having an event, and so you say you do weddings and all type of events, What is the first thing they should do when they're going to call an event planner? What should they have in mind? What is it that you need to know from them?
The first thing I need to know is the date. And you don't necessarily have to have a venue, but an idea of what side of town you want to be on, whether you want to be north, south, east, west, if you're looking to be indoor or outdoor. And then if it's a wedding, the number of your party, and the approximate number of your guests. Those are things you should know up front.
Okay. So you may not need to know everything because you're going to sort of help them complete the picture, but they should have some general ideas about what they want.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as contracts, do you usually sign contracts with your people? Do you usually go into contractual agreements with
yes.
them?
Yes.
Okay.
I have two contracts. I have one for the full service wedding or event planning, and then I have one for just the same day service. So yes.
Okay.
I have a contract with my brides and a contract with my vendors.
I got you. And we're going to talk about your vendors and what type of vendors you use. Tell us about your website. I did go and visit your website. Tell our listening audience about your website and what's available on your website.
Okay. I know that now we're in the society of internet shopping. And it's a lot easier to sit and shop online as opposed to going from store to door. store. So what I have done is I have converted my website into a one-stop shop. So you can sit in the privacy of your home or office or wherever you do internet shopping, and you can find all of your supplies and everything that you would need for your wedding or event. I have everything from your actual wedding dress all the way to your wedding invitations. It depends on what your needs are. And everything, when I compiled the website, I did my comparison shopping, so everything in there is feasible and affordable.
That's wonderful. And as a bride, say I was planning a wedding. I'm not right at this moment, Crystal.
Okay.
But if I were planning a wedding, I just sit there and I could go through everything, my flowers. And take me on a little journey, Crystal.
Okay. I have a lot of the – everything – I put everything on the homepage. So you have to search through my entire website. So when you first type in the web address, right on the home site, you'll see everything on the left-hand side. You'll have all the headings. I have invitations. I have favors. I have wedding bands. I have wedding dresses, shoes, and I also have another little tab at the top which says the wedding store, which is just what it is, a big wedding store, and you can go on there and you'll find wedding bands on there as well, shoes, favors, invitations. You will find flowers on there, your aisle runner. You're looking for a tiara. You're looking for gifts. Everything is right there in that one spot, and everything comes drop shipped right to your home, and you can be anywhere in the United States.
That's wonderful. So you're not only Chicago based, you're internationally based,
yes.
Correct?
That's correct.
That's wonderful. It is a great website. Why don't you give our listeners your website address?
Sure. It's www.weddingsbynaida, which is NIEDA.net.
Okay, and we do have a couple of callers on the line. I want to ask if you have any questions for Crystal for Weddings by Naida, please hit the number one sign and we'll bring you on the air. They may just be listeners, but we want to see the hand signal in order to bring them on the line. Now, let's talk about the type of vendors that you do live in Illinois. So let's talk about the type of vendors that you will utilize for an event in the Chicagoland area, because a lot of people listen to this in archive. As a matter of fact, a few hundred people listen to these recordings in archive, and some of our Chicagoland vendors may want to know how they can work with you. What type of vendors are you looking for and qualifications are you looking for in the Chicagoland area?
Okay. Well, as far as vendors, I am open to accepting all vendors, anything from photography to ice sculptures. If you have something that's a little different, I'm always interested in that. What I do is I do consider everyone. I receive information either via the email or straight to through the mail. I do my research. I look over your information, check out your website if you have one, or pictures or what information you send me. I check you out online, see if there's any reviews or anything written about you. And if everything gets up to par, then I do consider using you as a vendor in one of my future events. I try to use everyone that I can so everyone gets a chance to work with me.
That sounds wonderful. We do have a caller on the line, and they have their hand signal up. Caller 9840, we're going to bring you on the line. Who's on the line?
Yes, this is Boise Queen, Sonia.
Mr. Queen, how are you?
Great. How are you? We finally get a chance to talk to each other.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? But,
yeah.
You know, this is not the first time I've played your music. We got you at the opening. Did you come on and listen to yourself at the opening?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get there in time, but I indicated I would be here, so I am here.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Some great music. Boise Queen from Chicago's Black Business Network, that was his opening music with our announcement, and it's going to be ongoing. And as I said in the opening announcement, he is available. You can contact him. I'm sure he'll give you his contact information here. And how appropriate, Boise. I want you to meet Crystal. She's our guest for tonight, and she's an event planner.
Yes. How are you, Crystal?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Great. Crystal.
Yes.
I'm a CEO as well as a pianist, Talent 8 Promotions Entertainment. Basically, one question that I do have, I know in my business, what I do is I refer as well as book myself and other musicians throughout Chicago and even interstate. And the thing is that I'm one of a few that have posted my prices on my website. Some event planners I come in contact with, at least a couple, had said that they did not want prices posted. However, the reason why I post them is because the fact is that we run promotions all the time. In fact, we just got through one where I was able to offer 2 hours free piano entertainment. This was in commemoration of my father's birthday, who passed back in 1988. But nonetheless, the thing is that just want to find out, are you opposed to, if you run across a vendor like myself who's looking for an event planner for booking, okay, are you opposed, or would you, or it would be no threat to you at all, basically, in a sense, to run across a vendor who has their prices posted on the website? How do you feel about that?
Okay, I'm not opposed to posting prices. I think that it can be beneficial and helpful if those are the packages that you're offering and they're ongoing. I don't personally post prices on my website, not because I have anything to hide, but my packages are not so much standard. They're based upon a mile radius. And to keep from confusing people, I'd rather find out where I have to travel. Because if I will travel, but if I do, then the prices that I have set forth would not be the prices that I would have to charge if I had to, let's say, hop on a plane and fly somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, because basically in the sense is that I've been getting a kind of a seesaw opinion. If I get a chance to talk to a few event planners, and some are for it and some are against it, and the thing is that I found it to be very beneficial to me personally. My website is currently getting about, we've just passed the 870 mark for the month of May.
Okay.
We're averaging, my website is averaging something like a neighborhood around about 650, about 700. Visits per month, and mainly is because of the fact that it's a free music website. We have linkages like all over the place.
Okay.
We feature not only musicians in our own registry, but we also feature musicians in other registries as well. Because see, my company started off as a referral service. I've been in business since 1975,
okay.
And but the thing is that. Here recently, since we started doing the booking about almost 2 years ago, we found the need to run into and do business with very good event planners.
Okay.
And that's why we currently, that's the reason why we're called Promotions, Talent Promotions, because what we do is we sit down and we do all types of promotions to benefit event planners as well as anyone basically who's planning a party and planning entertainment, any form of entertainment. So, but in any case, now that was my question. I don't want to take up a lot of airtime from somebody else, but that was my question, and I certainly appreciate your response on that.
No problem.
It
okay.
is a very good question too. Boise, what is your website address? Give our audience.
My website address is www, and it's a long one, .Boise, B-O-I-S-E, like in the capital state of Idaho, Boise, Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, .Unum, U as in the letter U, I as in Ida, N as in now, M as in more, Unum. UNIM, Unum, webcenter.com.
That is a long one, boy.
It is. It is very, very long.
Now, do you have it posted on Chicago's Black Business Network?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's posted all over the place.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'll go over there and get it, and I'll post it on our Blog Talk link listing also.
But the thing is that to my surprise, our website, for me being a local musician, and I started out that website with back in 2003, and we were just hard pressed if we even got 25 visitors a month. Okay.
That's how it all starts. Yeah.
Pardon? Yeah. But the thing is that I found out that website is not just about me, but it's about when you go in there, you will find that it's a very unique type of website where basically it encompasses people in music, the visual arts. We even have what's called a people connection page where we devote to people who have a positive influence and so forth on the arts and even humanity in general. It's more or less like almost like an internet magazine. Free music downloads all over the place.
I got you. So, I'm going to go back there and take a look at that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to play a piece at the end by Danny Clark, who is also a pianist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mr. Queen, people call me every week and want me to work for them. They just think I can do everything, which I almost can.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants me to be a booking agent now. I didn't know you were a booking agent. I didn't know everything that you did. We never know. We always assume, we need to not assume that we know someone's history because we don't.
Right.
But he wants me to be a booking agent. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. But I'm going to refer him over to you because that's what you do. I don't do
yeah.
that.
Well, the thing about it is what we do is we're not the thing that kept my company going for a long. We're not in competition with anybody. In fact, basically, when we started out, it started off as a tape-to-tape duplication service back in 1975. And then basically that's when we start referring artists to various outlets. And we found that basically we get along very nicely with some of our more larger businesses in the same arena, because the fact is we don't compete against anything. In fact, if a musician basically doesn't want to, for instance, maybe stay with us, or if he wants to try his hand at some of the bigger outlets, we refer him out.
Okay.
We refer them out to those outlets. Some people say, well, you could be losing business. No, we're not losing business, because basically that's one reason why we get the hits, is because the fact of the matter is that we're open. And as long as you stay open, I think basically people will want to come to you, you know, without any sort of restrictions in mind. And that's what sells the site.
And you're getting a lot of feedback on that site. Are you getting a lot of business? I'm going to put this question to both you and then Crystal. Are you getting a lot of business from your sites? Because if you're not, then that's the most important thing. So are you getting a lot of business?
I would say basically we're not getting as much business since that we could say, well, okay, well, hey, you know, we've broken the bank or we cornered the market on. Okay. But we are generating a lot of business from the standpoint, for instance, I've even got businesses. We have what's called the reason why I was able to offer those 2 hours for free in commemoration of my father's birthday. There's at least two. I can't mention who they are, but we have two businesses that have entered into a contract with us through our website. Okay, that in which basically I can offer promotion. They help sponsor and fund the promotion, some of the promotions that we have. For instance, basically, I if a client wants a particular promotion, which basically there's 25-30% off my regular fee, then the business that basically would like to fund us that does entertaining themselves, okay, for their clients, what they do is they pay us as long as the contract is approved by our client, and therefore we can offer a reduced rate to that particular client, and in exchange I will offer my services to that business donor for either little or nothing or whatever they spent that we were able to do the gig for that particular client of ours.
I understand.
And it's worked out. It has worked out very, very well. Now, those are only two businesses that we have right now. I'm looking for more. But here, everybody wins. Now, this is just for myself. I started off as an experimental business venture, and pretty soon, well, you know, you never know.
You don't know. You have to be flexible.
But that's what we're offering right now. We call it a stimulus package. Now, because basically, my regular prices, and I'm not afraid to mention what they are, it costs me to operate my website, keep everything alive, okay, and the amount of time consuming it takes for contracts and to book my own travel itinerary and so forth. We're having operating, my prices are one to two hours, $350. Those are my regular prices.
I understand.
Okay. But with the promotions in there, we got one promotion running where basically they can acquire me right just here in Chicago for only $175 for those same 2 hours. That's mainly because there's a business that is funding the promotion, paying me the balance, so I can be able to offer that price lower to my clientele out there.
And
it started off primarily aimed at attracting event planners like Crystal to take advantage of it.
That's something you and Crystal need to talk about.
Because we look at the fact is event planners have to make money. They're a third party. They have to make money. Okay, a client may hire them, and I've gone through a lot of event planners. Client will hire them, and they say, do this, do that, and, oh, by the way, hire me a pianist. Okay, and so the thing is, especially now, locally, it's not too bad. Out of state, that's when you run into the headache. Okay, it's because the fact is that you got your travel, you got your lodging in there, that the musician has to pay out of pocket to be able to get up there to even do the gig.
And it affects everybody's
pocket. It affects especially the event planner because basically
now, you're taking their money now.
Yeah, because the fact
they
is,
can't get paid.
I have talked to event planners. I've talked to event planners and say, well, hey, I went on your website. Your music sounds great. The only problem is I can't hire you because I'm not going to make any money off of you with you putting up a bid to cover out-of-pocket expense for lodging, transportation, gas, what have you. Okay? I've had two event planners to tell me that, and I said, well, hey, I understand that, but I can't go any lower. Okay? Because the fact is, I can't subsidize my customer out of my pocket.
That's true. You can't pay them.
Okay, I can't do that. Okay,
you can't pay them.
Right. You know, exactly. And it's a gig that I really want to do, mainly because of the number of people that's there, but because the way they publicize that event, which will help build up my website
and get you more business.
Exactly. Exactly. We just got through Gary, who is my marketing promotions guy. We just got through putting together on my website a FAQ page, frequently asked questions. And we sat down and I said, this is the smartest thing we ever came up with is because the fact is FAQs, people go on the website. There's many people that I'm in contact with, clients, who hardly have a clue as to what type of event they're going to have. They haven't hardly a clue. And I found basically that my work does not extend just to be able to sit down and play. Okay. I found that I'm on the phone almost two or three times a week with a particular client after he's hired me.
To help them
with certain questions that they may have. Many of it sometimes it's related to music, sometimes it's not. And I think really in a sense, a lot of musicians have to learn to do that. You know, no more are you going to just sit back and just wait for the phone to ring. Okay, you're hired, and then once you get there, you do your little thing, you collect your check, and you leave. No, it ain't going to work like way, that way anymore. Not if you want to work.
I got you.
Okay.
Or more musicians need to partner with event players.
Exactly. Okay. Musicians, the greatest challenge I think facing a lot of musicians today is the fact the matter is, in great reality, they're doing almost as much work to find work and keep work almost as an event planner is to be able to give them the work.
I understand.
You see what I'm saying? Because they got to go out and find people like Crystal and a few others that were willing to see. And then you got, you know, so there's an awful lot of work. I come in here and I'm at my computer. It's a standard time for my computer after I leave my regular day job, whatever, you know, the one that fills your refrigerator with bacon and potatoes and stuff like that. You know,
okay.
I come in and I'll come in, let's say it's 6, and I don't leave this computer sometimes for days until 3 a.m. in the morning.
I understand. That's general when people work for themselves. We are up to midnight and 1 and 2 o'clock.
Exactly.
But let me ask you this, Boise. Now, on our site, just our site, for instance, and Crystal, I think we talked about this at lunch the other day. Everywhere you look, there are event planners now. I don't know if they're doing events or they just have the name event up there,
mm-hmm.
but there seems to be an overabundance of event planners. If you look on our site, we have about 10 to 12 on there.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal, tell us, what makes a great event planner?
What makes a great event planner is you have to be organized. You have to have excellent communication skills. Be creative and have an eye for detail. Also, be patient, and you must be a good listener.
Now, most of your events call for musicians, music, DJs,
mm-hmm.
a whole variety, right? Where do you go to look for these people?
Actually, I don't have to go out. I receive a lot of emails and a lot of mail from different DJs, like you said, musicians, bands, things of that nature. And what I do is based upon the type of the event, if I already have the price scale in front of me, based upon the budget of my client and what they're looking for, I go through that selection. Because if you're in my pile of vendors to use, then you have definitely met all of the requirements that I'm looking for when I do my research as far as your business. And I contact them. And if you're available that day and we meet with the client and they're pleased and want to go forward, then we contract with you.
How do you know if this person, unless you go out a lot and you look at a lot of musicians or you listen, go to a lot of parties, how do you know, number one, if this person is reliable? Because that's a problem.
Okay.
Going to show up and qualify to do what they say. How do you know?
My first things I look for is referrals. If you've been referred to me by another vendor or another client of mine. Secondly, I do find out where you are, where you're going to be, and if you're out playing in a venue, I check you out as far as to see how you perform. I do do my research as far as checking you out to see if there are any bad reviews on you, because typically everyone puts everything online. So if you have wronged any client in any way, chances are it's online. And I Google the business and I read, and if anyone has anything other than you were great, then you automatically are disqualified.
I understand. Well, I'm sure probably once you get off the line, you'll visit Boise's website, and I'm sure that he'll visit yours. Let me ask you this, Crystal. What kind of how much action are you getting from your website? How is your website doing?
Since I have converted my website into a one-stop shop, I'm getting a lot of hits monthly. Several hundred hits monthly, just utilizing that alone. and then I'm receiving the emails and the phone calls, because I am as well linked in a lot of different places. So I'm receiving the emails and the phone calls from different people looking to plan weddings and events and considering using my services.
Wonderful. We're going to have an upcoming program on Chicago's Black Business Network where we're going to do 100,000 hits a month, and we're going to minimum cost probably $15 to include everybody. We're going to do the carousel. We're going to repost it again. We posted it once, and I did get several people who are interested, and I'm going to revamp it for June and put it out there again, because that's what makes it hits. It's all a number game. It's never changed. It's all a number game. And sometimes we have, just like Boise is doing, you can't do it all by yourself. We might be able to buy 500,000 hits if we get enough people. We need to have bigger minds. We might, and it won't be just Chicago's Black Business Network link in there. It'll be your link in there as well. The more hits that we can buy, the more hits we will get individually, because we're going to target it. Chicago area, certain different demographics, certain income level, not just untargeted hits. So I'm trying to get a group together that's interested in that and hopefully run a test maybe with 100,000, 200,000 and see what response we get. If it works, we can blow it up and do it again. You can't do it all by yourself. I just get tired of thinking for myself sometimes. I want somebody to come by and just please do this for me sometimes. Because it takes that's why we're up to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Boise, because mm-hmm. we're working, we're doing all this by ourselves, and we want to. It's our creation, it's our thing, it's what we do,
right.
It's what we love to do. Obviously, otherwise, if you didn't love to do it, you wouldn't be up to 2 o'clock doing it.
Exactly,
you would not be up to 2 o'clock doing it.
Right.
Crystal, I want to ask you before we close, did you have anything else that you want to add? You can give them your website again and your telephone number. I don't know if you do telephone numbers, but you're welcome to give them your website again.
Well, actually, I do have a toll-free number. It's 866-240-1.
What was that again?
866-240-1711. And my website again is www.weddingsbynaida.com. Which is NIEDA.net.
Okay, great.
And I want to thank you so much for joining us, Crystal. And I want you to know that she does more events besides weddings, and you should contact her at those numbers or on our site, Chicago's Black Business Network. Boise Queen, before we go, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
It was a pleasure talking to you, Crystal. Okay, and basically just want to just get the word out again that that my website is open for people. We offer all different types of promotions on that site, and you're welcome to take a look at it. We're not just talking about just one or two, we're talking about three or four or more. You know, and we're coming up with different ones almost each month. So just in order to be able to accommodate people with some quality entertainment. Oh, there is one thing, Crystal.
Yes.
I do not do standalone portable keyboard. Okay, that's the only thing, and it's all over my website, and there's a particular reason why I don't do that. What I do is, I know some places, basically, they don't have pianos, but the fact of the matter is that that's one of the reasons why I offer the promotions, so that the people who book their event in facilities that do will be able to reap the benefits of the promotion in terms of saving them a little bit more money. If they hire me.
Okay,
see, that's the thing. The reason why I don't is discussed in my on my FAQ page. So if you go on my website and near the bottom, it'll say, how come you do not put, because that was asked to me so many times on my feedback page. So I decided to include it in my FAQs.
Okay.
is that people want to know how come I don't go with a standalone keyboard for solo piano. Preferably, I prefer a grand. Okay. But I do, what I do is I do have a keyboard, but I'm almost like a one-man band with it for dancing. I put it up on top of the music rack, fold it down, and play the keyboard that has programmed rhythm and drum tracks in it simultaneously to playing the piano. And it sounds like a whole band.
Okay.
So that's the only word I would just want to get, you know, to sort of get out over the airwaves.
That's fine. I appreciate you both being here, and I want you to stay on the line because I'm going to play Danny Clark, who is another pianist, at the
okay.
end, and I'm going to refer him over to your website.
Oh, great.
Boise, and Crystal can listen to him because she may need to she may like to book him for a future show. And I want to thank both of you, and we're all going to touch bases a little bit later. Great show. You also know, I wanted both of you to know that I sent out a press release about 250 news organizations with the links to these shows afterwards. So your links, your websites, and this Blog Talk Radio show will be in that press release this week, okay?
Oh, great.
That's what we do at Chicago's Black Business Network.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you on mute and thank you again, and I'm going to continue with the show. I have one more announcement to make.
Okay.
Now, Chicago's Black Business Network, you know that this is Jobs for Youth Month, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to once again ask you to come to our website, post any information you have on job training or hiring on our website in our group, which is Jobs for Youth, or email me on this site on Blog Talk Radio. I did post one thing in the Jobs for Groups, Jobs for Youth group that I wanted to share with you. It's the International Commission on Workforce Development website. I'm going to post it on Blog Talk Radio as well. I just want to read a little statement. The International Commission on Workforce Development provides access to over 1,500, and I want to repeat that to you, 1,500 state-of-the-art and certification-level information technology, business, and professional development courses for free right on their website. They're free to the end users because they've been sponsored by individuals, companies, corporations, and foundations. The money is already there. You simply sign into International Commission on Workforce Development's website. They give you a PIN number. You go into their eSkills 360 e-learning platform. Their programs for girls, boys, women, men, to make you more employable in the 21st century. That is the whole goal of the website. The results, and this is from their website, the results should be well-trained individuals who can attract multinational and local corporations. Okay, it's a nonprofit organization. So this summer, you and your family should learn a new skill. This website will be posted to our page, and that's just a few examples of some of the courses: call center development, sales management, stress-related courses, project management courses, team management courses, time management courses. There's even a course on international driver's license. Every technology course from Microsoft all the way up to the service, Cisco. There are 1,500 courses here, and none of us should be idle. I mean, if you took one course a month, there would just be nothing that you can learn. My point is to stop making excuses for what not is and complaining about what is not being done and start taking advantage of what is being done. I want to welcome all your feedback and comments. You can contact me by email at any time. We would like to close each show with what I call "What do you feed yourself? What did you feed yourself today?" A message, a positive message for mind, body, and spirit. So, what did you feed yourself today? If you really love yourself, you don't waste time. You will devote yourself to the work that expresses your spirit. You will respect, explore, and advance the direction of a brilliant intelligence within you. You will run, not amble, towards that which inspires you. That's from Tama J. Kaiz. I want to thank each of you for joining us and our guests. I'm your host, Sonia Perdue, and the founder of ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com. One of my favorite quotes is from Think and Grow Rich. I love to breathe the life into an idea, and that's what we do. What is your idea? Join us at Chicago's Black Business Network and share your ideas. We're going to close this broadcast with a selection by Mr. Danny Clark. Mr. Danny Clark from his CD, Elegance and Style. You can contact Mr. Clark by sending me a private email. The song is entitled, If You Asked Him. Enjoy your evening, everyone, and have a great, great night.
He lifts you up. If you ask him, he'll show you the way. He'll fill your cup. If you ask him, he'll brighten up your day. He'll hold your hand. If you ask him, he'll give you strength anew. He'll understand. If you ask him, he'll keep your secrets too. All you have to do is ask him. Ask him, ask him, ask him, and I know, he will see you through. Comfort you. If you ask him, he'll keep you through the night. He'll stay with you. If you ask him, he'll make things all right. All you have to do is ask him. Ask him, ask him, ask him, and I know, yes I know, he will see you through. He'll calm your fears if you ask him. He'll dry your tears if you ask him. He'll give you joy divine. All you have to do is ask him. Ask him. Ask him. Ask him, And I know, yes I know, he will see you through.
We are appreciative of all of our friends, listeners, and members who joined us today. We welcome your thoughts and comments at cbbn@blogtalkradio.com. This is a learning process for all of us. Let's grow and learn together. You are surrounded by resources and tools to take you to the next level in life and business. You don't have to make the journey alone. Join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com and touch the world. The music in the opening announcement is Bass Vibes. The closing piece is Shades of Spring. Both were written and composed by Kevin McLeod and can be listened to in their entirety on our site. Thank you and have a wonderful night.